I love counterfactuals. Lately, I ran across a real doozy. In 1852, Franklin Pierce of New Hampshire was elected President of the United States and was due to be sworn in on March 4, 1853. But before he was, he and his family were involved in a tragic train accident. The choo-choo jumped the rails and threw both President-elect Pierce and his wife and small son off the train. Their son, Benny, was killed. Suppose the axle had hit President-elect Pierce instead. He would have died. Meanwhile, his vice president, Rufus King, was so ill that he had to ask Congress permission to take the oath of office in Cuba, where he had gone for the warm air. He soon died. Had both Franklin Pierce and Rufus King died, the presidency would have fallen to one David Atchison of Kansas, a rabid pro-slavery man. Atchison was president pro tem of the Senate and constitutionally next in line. With President Atchison in charge, the Civil War might have begun 8 years earlier. Kansas might have been known as the Land of Atchison. Illinois would not have become known as the Land of Lincoln because Mr. Lincoln would have never been elected president. He would not have been the wartime martyr that he is honored for being today. A lot depended on a railroad axle. It still does. This is Tom McBride, and that's my perspective.